That's why in the assigned readings for all those people who read them, I know you all did. Bhikkhu Bodhi points to nekamma, renunciation, and compassion being a pair and being like the wings of a bird. So that's what really allows one to fly. It seems, logically, and somehow logically, or in a rational sort of worldly sense, renunciation and compassion seems to be going in different directions, but they're really, both of them, their common root is the relationship to suffering. And important to have that, renunciation, coming out of that innate urge to really want to be free from suffering and pain, but then also compassion that is really attuned to wanting to oneself and others to be free from suffering. And so they're mutually supportive. Bhikkhu Bodhi sort of finishes where he wraps up the two quite nicely. Over time, we'll find that the two, though tending in different directions, eventually are mutually reinforcing. Compassion impels us toward greater renunciation as we see how our own greed and attachment make us a danger to others. And renunciation impels us toward greater compassion, since the relinquishing of craving enables us to exchange the narrow perspectives the narrow perspectives of the ego for the wider perspectives of a mind of boundless sympathy. Held together in this mutually strengthening tension, renunciation and compassion contribute to the wholesome balance of the Buddhist path and to the completeness of its final fruit.